The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Tonight on Texans 360, J.J. Watt picks up another award, plus players and coach Bill O'Brien visit Texas Children's Hospital. Also, Mike Vrabel, Houston Texans cheerleaders, and more. Coming up right now on Texans 360. Welcome one, welcome all to Texans 360. My name is Drew Doherty. I'm filling in for Mark Vandermeer because, hey, it's March, it's spring break time, so you know that guy's on a beach. Nothing says a beach like Mark Vandermeer. Anyways, we're not in the studio. We're on the road in College Station for the Texas A&M Pro Day. We'll have much more from here a little bit later in the show. Plus, we're going to go one-on-one with linebackers coach Mike Vrabel. We'll hear a little bit about a visit that the Texans took to Texas Children's Hospital. But now, let's find out about some hardware, more hardware, that J.J. Watt recently picked up in Kansas City at the 101 Players Award.
All right, J.J., I know Andre played college football at the University of Houston, and you play professionally in Houston, but I think we all need to know a little more about the connection between the two of you that led you to choose Andre to be your presenter.
I mean, just a fantastic player down in the city of Houston. Obviously, being from Wisconsin and coming down to Houston, have heard a lot about Andre and what he was able to accomplish, so I just have a whole lot of respect for what he was able to do.
Now, this may be a common theme that we're starting with, because you started early in your college career tight end.
I gave it a shot.
Richard Sherman was wide receiver. What would the league be like if you were playing tight end right now?
Quarterbacks would have a little bit easier of a time, I like to think. But I don't know. You know, I think that's one of those things that you think about all the time. There's so many good athletes on both sides of the ball. It's kind of funny how we all shook out to be where we are. I think there's a lot of guys in the league that would have the ability to do different things if given the opportunity. And the way everybody's so fanatical about their training and how they attack their preparation, I think given the opportunity, I mean, I think Richard could be a great receiver in the league. I think
so does Richard.
Yeah, leave that one. But I think, I mean, even like a guy like Gronk, I mean, you give him like a year to work on being a defensive end, I'm sure he could do a great job at that. I don't know if I could ever play cornerback. I don't know if that would ever work, but there's lots of different things. You know, it's fun, and I'm so fortunate that my coaches gave me the opportunity. And I have a lot more respect for offensive players now after I heard what the play calls sound like. So,
Andre, we all know as fans what J.J. means to the National Football League. Let's boil it down there to the city of Houston. What does J.J. Watt mean in that community?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, what he does away from the field, I think, really defines him in terms of the man and the individual, what he is. I've had the luxury of calling games for him that he's been in. Every one of his games I've called in the 13 years I've been a part of the Texans organization and the 4 years that J.J.'s been in the league. But the community respects him, and I think it's because of the way he carries himself and his through his charitable foundation he gives back to the youth of Houston to make sure that they're out of trouble. There's after-school programs that they can go to, and he raises a lot of money to do that.
J.J., how hard is it when you sign a six-year extension to not think 6 years down the road, but to just take care of the business at hand that needs to be dealt with that week, that game, that offseason? How hard are those things to compartmentalize?
You know, it's really not as difficult as I think you might think it would be, because growing up, I mean, I was a fan of sport just like everybody was, and so you see your favorite players, and everybody has an idea of how they'd like their favorite player to be. And, you know, you see the big contracts and you see people sign on the dotted line and you see different situations, you know, and sometimes you're disappointed by how a guy performs after that. And so my goal has always been to be that guy that people can be proud of, that they can look to and say he signed his contract and he tried even harder to make sure that he earned every dollar of that to try and make the fans proud. And I think that's my biggest goal, is I never want the fans to be disappointed. I want them to come to the stadium when they're paying their ticket money and know that they're going to get every single thing that I have and every single thing that my teammates have. And so that's what we're always trying to do, is just put on the best show possible, because I realize the situation and how fortunate I am.
You were here after the 2012 season when you had 20 and a half sacks. And it wasn't like you were an unknown then, but it was newer then. You were really kind of taking the league by storm at that point. Now you have 20 and a half sacks this year when everybody begins their game plan on Monday talking about you. How much more difficult was it this year to get the quarterback down 20-plus times as opposed to 2 years ago?
More difficult. It was more difficult. I think Richard actually made a good point when he said that he likes to kind of try and get inside the mind of an offensive coordinator. That's very true. Because when you're out there on the field, they're trying to scheme against you. So it's not necessarily you're going up against one guy. It's you're going up against two or three or a chip or a slide, some form of different protection. So throughout the game, you're getting a different block that you maybe haven't seen before. And you kind of look up towards the coach's booth. I see what you did there. So the rest of the game, it's a chess match between you and him. How is he going to try and block me? Where can I go to get away from what he's trying to do? And it's a back and forth. And I think that's part of the fun of the game, you know. You work so hard in the offseason on the physical aspect, and then throughout the season, it's all mental, and you try and find ways to gain an advantage any way you can.
Someday, that guy is going to need a trophy case for his trophy cases. You can watch more of that video on HoustonTexans.com. You can see it all in its entirety. And coming up, we're going one-on-one with linebackers coach Mike Vrabel. But first, here are the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. At number five, ESPN's John Clayton shares his thoughts on Ryan Mallett. Coming in at number four, it's a new month, so turn those Houston Texans cheerleader calendars to Miss March. Checking in at number three, Toro's Kids Club goes to the Houston Zoo. Number two, David Quessenberry announces he's in remission. And the number one video on HoustonTexans.com, J.J. Watt at the 101 Awards. To watch these videos and more, visit HoustonTexans.com.